Today, we will be following up on the previous video discussing ways to fortify your home on a budget. Last time, we detailed a plan for reinforcing the area under your windows in an inconspicuous way. If you haven't seen that video, I recommend checking it out, and I'll be adding a link to it in the description down below. Now, it goes without saying that the average modern house simply will not stand up to gunfire, and the average person cannot afford bulletproof walls. But there are things that can be done to fortify certain areas in your home in order to provide cover and do it in a way that is not so obvious to passers-by. This week's segment will examine an idea for adding reinforcement to the sides of your windows. And just like with the window box project from the previous video, this transition is something that your nosy neighbors will not likely be very suspicious of if they see you doing your work. Most houses have shutters. Now, those shutters are fake. That is, they don't actually work. They are only really there to make the house look nice. Modern shutters are flimsy, typically made out of cheap wood or vinyl. They are just a decoration for the house, and you don't think much about it. The idea here is to turn that useless decorative shutter into a barrier for the side of the window. This is something that can be done literally for every window in the house. First thing that you're going to need to do is find out where the studs are behind where the shutters are hanging. Keep in mind that because the shutters on your home are probably just a sheet of cheap vinyl, that they are likely literally tacked onto the siding of your home with four basic screws. And if you don't have shutters on your windows, you will still need to know where the studs are for this project. What you are going to do is obtain 1/16 sheets of steel plates that are identical in size to your existing shutters or to the shutters that you buy for your home, and layer them behind. You would need a minimum of 4 and up to about 8 1/16 sheets of steel plate. I recommend layering 1/16 sheets because they stop bullets more effectively when pressed together than a solid sheet. I wouldn't layer more than 8 sheets unless you are sure that your wall studs can handle the load bearing, and also if you are sure that the shutters aren't sticking out so far as to start becoming somewhat obvious because they appear too thick. Measure out where your studs are on the exterior wall and mark those spots on your shutters. This will be your guide for drilling the appropriate holes in the steel sheets. You can then glue the sheets together with Loctite or JB Weld or some other epoxy. I would recommend bolting them through the studs from the outside, which may require you to open up the wall from the other side. If you are able to cut out small sections of sheetrock and then reattach them, this shouldn't be too much of a problem, but it will be a little time-consuming. Don't rush. Do one window at a time. Shutters would typically run the entire length of your window and are anywhere from 1 to 2 feet wide, sometimes a little wider. I would recommend at least 2 feet wide for proper cover, but not wider than, say, 30 inches, because it may look somewhat odd on the house. And remember, the idea here is to be inconspicuous. Once you have the new shutters attached, be sure to paint the shutters and the sides where the steel might show so it is not noticeable to the naked eye. Congratulations, you now have a bulletproof resistant shield on the sides of your windows to provide cover, and no one is the wiser. And again, if you didn't see part one of this series, there will be a link in the description below. If you have any additional ideas that you would like to share, please feel free to post them in the comments section down below. It could be helpful to some of the viewers. Please do give the video a thumbs up if you got something out of it. I hope that you did. Share the video if you can and subscribe if you are new. Check out some of the other videos. You may find something helpful to you. So that being said, stay frosty, folks, and thanks for watching.